The series, known as American Politics and Community Today, will seek to spark conversations about being a citizen, participating in society, and understanding fellow citizens from different backgrounds and points of view. Selected readings will include historic literature, as well as some fiction based on real events. Just two examples of moments to be covered include the racial desegregation of schools and the Rosenberg espionage trial. Dr. Sarah Handley-Cousins, the program facilitator, says there could be some uncomfortable dialogue, but what she says will not happen is the ugly back and forth dominating social media.
I personally don't mind if it is, if things sometimes become uncomfortable for some people. I think that we need to be uncomfortable in order to learn and grow from one another. I think that's one of the goals of this whole program that's created by New York Humanities. But I'm going to break up any kind of grudge matches that take place.
Handley-Cousins says the discussion will not be about specific individuals or ideologies. The series is being held at the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural National Historic Site in downtown Buffalo. Executive Director Stanton Hudson says many Americans freely discuss their rights, but rarely their responsibilities. This program seeks to change that.
It seems to me that one of the purposes we're fulfilling with this programming is to hopefully create more informed citizens. Roosevelt was all about citizenship, and an informed citizen is a better citizen.
The program, which runs biweekly, is free to the public, but space is limited. Interested individuals should contact the Roosevelt site for more information. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.